Some additional criteria for you to understand the probability of you selling by owner is, again, it's not the time of year. It's about market momentum. So we're going to look at a couple of really easy things, and that is the properties that are in your area and under contract. Most people look at closed sales. What do the closed sales say? What do the comps say? And what they don't look at are the under contracts. We can learn a lot from the under contracts because they're your future comps when they close, comparables. And what we're looking for is momentum in the marketplace. So let's say there are 10 houses for sale. Our example was your $350,000 in the area. There are from 325 to 375, there's 10 houses. You're about 350 value. So what we're looking at is the under contracts and to see what happened there. So let's say that there are 10 for sale and 10, another 10 under contract. And what we should see is over 40% of those under contracts occurred in less than 3 weeks. There is clearly pent-up demand when you put a property in the market. There's 10 for sale, 10 additional under contract. We know that there's huge pent-up demand. When there's 10 for sale, only one under contract, clearly there's barely any pent-up demand. And a house can still be sold in that marketplace, but there's going to be a little bit more price pressure to get the next buyer in the market. So what we're looking for is a positive indicator. When we have a buyer that's a match for your property or any property, we want to see 1-to-1 ratio, seller to buyer, maybe 2-to-1 ratio. In addition, we want to see at least 70% success rate in a quadrant, meaning 7 out of 10 listings that come on the market actually sell. And then this next indicator we want is to make sure that that properties, 40% of the properties are selling in less than 3 weeks. That's a really great economic indicator that the present marketplace has momentum. Now, I've seen it where 80% of the properties are selling in 3 weeks. And I would say in a marketplace like that, the properties are on the market too low. The prices should be increased. These agents are charging 6% and 7% commission in selling houses on day two and saying I was a marketing genius and that's why they hired me. No, they misread the demand in the marketplace, and the seller thinks, woohoo, my house was so popular. And no, the asset was underpriced. And I come from the camp that a seller should not get 5, 6, 7 offers within the day. We helped a Major League Baseball player purchase a property. And when we initially were getting ready to go out and look at homes, there was maybe 10 homes on their list to go out and look at. And a new one came up that morning before we even got a chance to go out. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning. And we said, hey, I think this one's actually your match. This one, it meets all the criteria. It's on the market. Called to set an appointment. They already have 5 offers on the home. Came in the market an hour ago. Now, in my camp, that it wasn't a marketing genius. Did that agent underprice the property? And by the time we got there, there's already 7 offers on the home. And the bidding had been over $50,000 higher than the list price. So the question is, was that a great marketing plan that agent had? And or did they underprice the asset? Could they, a dentist we work with, the $1 million home, the offers were $150,000 over list price. You're part of the country, you might go, that normally happens. I hear that in Seattle and parts of California. And it's like, I don't prescribe to that. I don't believe that's a good idea. And you can always come down on your price. And if the agent could read those indicators, they wouldn't be underpricing these properties. And so in summary, this last idea here on some of these market indicators is we need to know what the momentum is of the under contracts, not just the comparable solds and not just the actives you're competing with. We can learn a lot by studying the features of the houses under contract, and we can also about just momentum in general. We want to see at least 40% of properties selling in an area in less than 3 weeks, because that tells us if our client buys a property and they had to resell it in a short period of time because they were relocated again, that the marketplace is really quite positive. They probably had some appreciation. All right. Thank you for listening.